Man sagt nicht mehr Savi Murray, ja, für mich so Pinterest, man sagt nicht mehr Stanley Hill, Shane, was für Schuhe fahren. Okay, so we're learning the Pakabin in Psul Dichoy, and the question at hand is whether the shaman of the that they've made in the Mikdash, so it was Tomei, as mashmas would be tar, there'd be no problem. But the question is, if there was no menorah, the menorah was defiled, so then the chorah is dichoy and the shaman, right? So then what's so then it has nothing to do with the tumah of the shaman. Even without the tumah of the shaman, there should be a problem. So we saw that Rav Yitzchak, and this was the question that was in Rav Henoch Eges, and then we saw in the Mikrai Kodesh, she quotes the question from Rav Yitzchak Yerucham Diskin, and he wants to say that, and since Bobo Paritzim Kalua, that when the Goyim came in, they would defile the Kedusha, so the Kedusha of the Shemen was lost. So if there was no Kedusha of the Shemen, so then there's no Dichoy. Dichoy is only if you Makdish the Shemen, and then you don't have a menorah, so now the Shemen is Nidche. But if the Shemen lost its Kedusha, there's no Dichoy on Chulin. Because Dichoy means you're in the Parsha, and you're in Nidche. But if you're not even in the parsha yet, there's no difference. Okay, so the other terutz. So let's take a look in the sefer Givas Pinchas. Ooh, ah, Givas Pinchas. Pinchas Halevi Biltzer. And Pinchas 1860 to 1930. Ah, so he's a Bilitesser.
Trenich. Where's Trenich?
Where's Trenich?
Terenich. Oh, no. I don't know.
Serenich.
No idea. No idea.
Where is it, Mati? Yeah. Google it. Serenich. I've been in Serenich by Galil. Pinchas Halevi Biltzer.
A Galil sounds like Israel.
Yeah.
It just means environs.
Right, exactly. Poe, and then he was in.
Nothing's coming up.
And then he was in Brooklyn. Oh, by the. Uva the base of the Sisacher Halevi. Necha Mechaber. Is he in Brooklyn? Serenich. How do you spell that?
So I spelled it S-E-R-E-N-I-T-C-H.
Serenich.
I also just tried out with a C and nothing's coming out.
Is it in Hungary? Where is it? Okay, if you find it, let us know. So let's let's see what he says. Bodko will motto pachecha shall shem page 22. Shemunach bechosmu shall kon gadol. Hiksha she'er besori hagom benatas zorek al pishas. The mizbech she nifkam nitchu kol a karbanos or yisham pishas she nifkam. Fize kol a shmanim shor yisham pishas she nitma mizbech nitchu. Does he mean to say Kol Hashmanim Shayosham Bishas Shenitma HaMenorah? Right? Kor the Mizbech has nothing to do, unless you say that, well, like the day in Yerushalmi, that all the different Kalim are Ma'akif. So if the Mizbeach was Nitma, so then the Shema, then everything's Nitma, right?
Maybe it just all happened at the same time.
Yeah. But it's interesting that he used the Lashon Nitma Mizbeach. But it could be that according to that day in Yerushalmi, that all the kelim are makev, so then any keli that would be improper would be a problem for all the avodas. Why is there a chosim of the kohen god? The kohen gadol. What is the kohen gadol? It must have been some mamuna, some appointee, the kohen gadol is the one who's putting his chasima on all the barrels. Mal kohen gadol shom. Al kain omer ani de hapach ahu lo hayadayim mekudosh. He says most probably the pach that was tahor wasn't nikdash yet. It didn't have kedusha. Wasn't put in a kli sharis. Veloya adayin shel tzibur. Ela hayashel kol gadol shehivi mibeso. It was a private thing from his house that he brought. Chosim chosomo v'nich shalom dias buchon le'isat tzorach. And he put it there just in case of need. As Mashach wrote, Samuch l'hadlaka yakdishenu u'kahilu shemi'olam l'mal b'olosu shehivi chulun lazor shom hayam akdisho. In other words, he said like Hillel didn't want to be chashash of be'ila, so he wouldn't be makdish the animal before. He would makdish the animal right before, so it wouldn't be kodesh. So he says the same thing. That it wasn't the shemen of the menorah was not put in the menorah until the last second. And then already they had a good menorah, a good mizbeach. But he says, just like Hillel, he brought Hevi Chul and Lazar of Shem Hayam Akdisho, came to Shekin, Ozar Pach lo haya nira ad heina, mumele lo shaykh lo mishinitcha. Vahayna domar batku. It was the lashon batku v'lo matzu. The tfei haya lo lomar chipsu. What is batku? Al korcha she batku achosim, imutze echot she'eno shal hektish. Bodku means they were trying to find something that was not shel hektish, shadai lo niskadish. Kol hashmanim shel hektish, dehainu asher kvar niskadshu. Vegam shelo nitmu, kol zeinam ruim ladlaka, mishem shel nitchu, veinam nirim bar. Matza pach zeh shayalov rachol somo shel kohen gadol, velochol somo shel gizbar. Yodru sheinu adai hektish shelo nitchu. In other words, there was the regular ones with the Chosom Moshe, the Gizbar. Those were the ones that already were Muktash and already, but the one for the Kohen Gadol, so those, that was what he brought from his house just in case of need. And it wasn't Muktash because it was his private, it wasn't Nimtza L'Sibur yet. It was his private thing that he brought from home. In a case of need, they would use it. So that's what it means, Batku. What are they, Batku? But Batku to see which one was the tzibur that it was already hukdash, and which one was not. And they found, oh, this one has the chosom shel kohen gadol. That means this is his private oil that he brought from home, that was chulin, that he brought just in case we're going to need it. So in the last second, that right before the halakha, he'll be makdish it, and mela, it won't be. So that's the give us Pinchas's parents.
How do we know something like that existed even?
Yeah, it's a completely contrived. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
it's not mukharach at all. I mean, it's just a metzius question more than
that.
It's a good answer if you have a theoretical kasha, but here we're talking about history.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So that's what he says. I'll tell you something I saw last week. from the Belzer Rebbe, and others also have. Maybe did I say it over the Chagiga? Maybe, but if I did, I'll say it again. The Belzer Rebbe also made this point that it was Chlutz's idea of Chosomah Shel Kohen Gadol. So he says because the Kohen Gadol had to bring the Minchas Chavit, he had to bring a Korban Mincha every day. So the ones that had the Chosomah Shel Kohen Gadol were the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. So the question is, but you know, the pasuk says Kasis Lamor. You have to bring the oil that's totally pure. And the Gemara darshins Kasis Lamor
below
the Menachos. So the ones that we use for the Menachos weren't as pure. So the question is, so how did they use the Chosomah Shel Kohen Gadol? It makes sense that it was what does the Kohen Gadol have to do with the menorah per se? It makes sense that the ones that he brought were for his Minchas Chavitin, right? But the Minchas Chavitin didn't have to be as pure as the ones he needed for the menorah. So how did the answer is that the Kohen Gadol in that time was Machmir, that even his Menachos he wanted for pure oil. And that's why, says the Belzer Rebbe, the truthful quotes it, that's why we have this whole idea of Mahadrin by Chanukah. Because the whole nace, the whole idea that they found the Pach Shemen was because the Kohen Gadol happened to be Mahader, that his Menachos should be Kosis as well. And therefore they were able to use it. Okay, you're right, Yonochanami. It's a theory. You know, just give us Pilchas. But if my sheet is, if the give us Pilchas says something, so it's from the give us Pilchas. Where was he? Come on, no one can tell me where the give us Pilchas was. Why don't you look him up? Just look him up in this name. You have the English spelling here also, Pinchas Halevi. Bilitzer, 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 1816 to 1913. Yeah, Pilchas.
I have a question here on him. He was.
No. Okay. No. 1816. You see on page 21 the spelling?
Yeah, I don't see it here on the Google at all.
You have to spell it Bilitzer with like in Hebrew. Bet Yud Lamed Yud Sadi Reg.
So there is a genie.com page. It doesn't say where he's from, but it says occupation diamond dealer. Is it possible that he was like one of them? But it says Robert Pitt was a lady dancer, Vestin of Sorrent.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, so now I the spelling at least for Sorrent.
Who's in Hungary?
Hungary?
He was in Ben Doro, Shalab Shlomo Gansmi of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
He was a friend of his?
Contemporary of Ibshon Gansmi.
Contemporary of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So these are big Ungarish Rabbanim.
But his son-in-law put it out posthumously. His son-in-law's name was Levi Yitzchak Estreicher Mimunkach.
Oh, Estreicher. Okay. It's almost like your name.
Almost.
Are you spelling that in Hebrew? Or how are you getting this in Hebrew?
Can
you post it on the WhatsApp? Post it on the WhatsApp.
Google. Bilitzer, give out Pinchas.
Oh, okay.
There's a thing called Wikigenia, I guess, you know, genealogy. Mm. They're related to Mishpachat Horowitz. I guess that's the Shlah, I assume. I assume. I don't know.
Ish Horowitz.
Ish Horowitz. Oh yeah, Mitzad Aviv, Nino Shel Harav Shabtai, Shepsel Halevi Horvitz, Ben Hashla. Mitzad Imo, Nechet Shel Rab Yosef Shmuel Mikarka, Baal Mesoyas Hashas.
Oh, okay.
Harav Yosef Shmuel Horvitz, Barach Meir Bilitz, Sheb Shelzia, Leir Acheret B'Shel Redivot, ובשום רצונו להסתיר את שמו, קראו לו ביליצר. כלומר, מי שמע מביליץ, היה ראש ועד ארבע ארצות.
Okay. So Pinchas Biliczer said it.
Rosh ועד ארבע ארצות, that's big stuff.
It's big stuff, Harari. So if Pinchas Biliczer said this teretz, so we'll take it.
That's the his ancestor.
Uh-huh. Probably the Vada Arborosis doesn't exist by then anymore.
Right. He's in seven. He Pinchas Alevi, 1771, Unsdorf. Oh, so Unsdorf is in Slovakia, but I think that's considered Hungary, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. It shifts around there.
Yeah, like all these places in Israel, Unsdorf, Manisdorf.
They were Hungary, Czechoslovakia.
Right. Okay, so let's see another teretz on page 28 from the Bnei Tzion. On page 28, Harav Hagaon Ben Tzion Mitofsky. What do you think of that? Who was your Ben Tzion Mitofsky?
Mm-hmm. 1862, Tuf Resh Kaf Bet to Tuf Resh Samech Vav. That's much later, 1905. Ayer Abba Shel Lab Dover Shebelita.
Ah, so he's Lithuanian.
Yeah. Yitzach Ayadei Shodidim Yehudim Mibnei Kehilato.
Really?
Lacham Moto Yitzach Sifro Bnei Tzion.
Wow.
He learned in Volozhin.
He learned in Volozhin. Yeah. Ferrari. He learned in Volozhin.
Smicha from the Netziv.
Smicha from the Netziv. Wow. Okay, so let's see now what he says.
Yeah.
Now that we got all this introduction, the difference between the Hungarians and the Turks. Reisi, okay. B'sefer echad shehikshad lamali lagmar shabbos lomar.
What is this?
Page 28. Easy b'sefer echad shehikshad lamali lagmar b'shabbos chavdal lomar kabinis chanuka shetamu kol hashmanim shebehechol kabelozel lo haya roi lahadlik b'shemen because of nitche kam echid liku b'pach shemen shematzu. Hashem Tavanitra. Lo Halo as menorah to Mavor Rosh Hashanah, Shahasu menorah shall eights. I show you a neem. Kavishanitra, Enu Chose Venera. Kaigavna Matsinu Bezvachim, Chol Kotchim Chayu, Achelo Neras Hamizbeach, Vachach Neras, Venivne, Stulim. Hey, Mitam Dichoi. In Ken Hachanami came in Shaloyola Hem Menorah, in Ken Havi Hashem and Dichoi, Ben Chosevinira. So that's the Kasha. He says, Vishoga Bezeh. The Mamas Lomikri Dichoi Rakim and Dichoi, who Guf HaKorban or a mitzvah. And God, Kabi Lulav, Shabbatlo, Ushard, Varm Shahim Psul and Machmas Atzman. Or Amen Psul HaGuf, Rachmachas Dover Acher, Shem Leich Lahakriv, Zelo Mikri. But the question is against the Gemara, because the Gemara says beferish that if the mizbeach is no good, then it's a dichoy in the korban. So what is he saying that it has to be dichoy beguf hadover? You see, so he's going to ask. So he's asking himself, how can I say that? In kain hiksha gabi kol azvachim show you an shalom nivna mizbeach. So I'm gamkin in a psul beguf hakorban. Rachmach sheim em mizbeach. If you have a dichoy. Shema Shavu Hamachaber Raim He said that Vidikh were Kosh Klal, the Shani Hosam Gabi Korban, Dimhaya Makriv as a Korban Shaito, the Leka Mizbeach, Aya Korban Possum, who can have a psul, but go for Korban, by Mishko Yifso. Well, Hokkab Shem Davim Yandik Lomnora, Gab can lo Yifso, a Shemin Mosar, Bakshal also mitzvah, of our Inkan Shem Psul. Kain af im yadlik lo yitcha vichy teis lo me davi dichoy b'lo menora. Ein apsul ba shemir gufer ach ma shachose menora. Ein yin zizek klal le dichoy. Rakush b'kar leisev ein tzorech l'chol apil pulim shal mechaber shahichim adibo b'derech rochav ma'od. So he says like this, that he says that because dichoy has to be b'guf hadach. In other words, like a hadas. The more berries than leaves, it's a beguf hadav, and then you are masakin. So the question is, could you rectify, or is it was nitche already? So by a korban, if there's no mizbeach, there's no place to bring it. It's possible. So it's a.
He's assuming that menorah is not ma'akiv.
1 second, Gavin.
Yeah, he's assuming that it's not
masculine. 1 second. Actually, also a mitzvah. Well, ain't kind of shum psul. Because he's assuming the menorah is not makif. Like that, like this idea.
Second. Yeah, that's what he's assuming.
Well, Hashem yadlik below menorah. I'm going to lo yisol Hashem and hamosar. Actually, also a mitzvah. Also a mitzvah. I don't know, 1 second.
Not sure what the mitzvah
is. B'guf ha-korban, rak mach moshe ein lehem mizbeach. You can have a psul b'guf ha-korban, da'ay yishchot yifsol. Aval ha-hacha gabi shemen, da'afim yadli, b'lo menorah, gam kem yifsol ha-shemen ha-mosar. Actually, also a mitzvah. Ve'en kan shum psul. In avim yadik lo yitcha. Because he's saying that you wouldn't get the mitzvah by the shaman.
We assume that if you didn't get the mitzvah, then it's dachri.
Right.
But he says it's two different things.
Yeah, but what about by the Mizbeach? If you don't, a Gufa Korban says.
Maybe it means it's not a mitzvah min amufcher.
You don't have a dicha, Shemash, Hegi, and Machaber, Rhyme, he said, I have a dicha, and look, Kosha, and the son of Hosgam Korban, the Mahaya Makri is a Korban Shaito, the Lekam Mizbeach, yeah, a Korban Possum. You can have a Hapsul, but Gufa Korban. And Yishkod Yifsel. Alhacha Gam Shem Davim Yadik Ben Omenor Gam Kam Yifsel Hamenor Hamosim Akla Yishol Asa Mitzvah.
He's wanted to make a chiluk between the relationship between the Korban and the Mizbeach and the relationship between the Shemen and the Menorah. So what? Even though the Lashon HaGemara is if Yom Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Osid Lovo Makrivi Machal Pishay Mizbeach Right? That's the. So is the Mizbeach Ma'ake if you hold Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita?
That's Mizbeach Pnimi. I think Mizbeach Achitzon, you need a Mizbeach.
Well, what's the Chiluk?
I know, there's a Chiluk. I think there's a Chiluk.
Yeah. Okay, let's assume. If you need a mizbeach, That's a psul in the korban if there's no mizbeach, but in the shemen it's not. Why is it? Because you could use he's holding. You can use tea lights, or is that what he's saying, Rav Aaron?
That's what I think. I think he's saying tea lights, but it's not. Maybe it's not a mitzvah. I mean, a mufchar, because a mitzvah, the best form of the mitzvah is to get the
menorah.
Yeah.
But he seemed to say, lo asa ha-mitzvah. That's not minamuvah, lo asa ha-mitzvah.
Lo asa ha-mitzvah. Yeah.
Well, then it would make sense.
So you did get the mitzvah. So let's assume like, lo asa ha-mitzvah, but it's still not a psul in the shemen. It's not a psul in the shemen. You just can't do the mitzvah. This is a mitzvah hadlaka, so you won't be able to do that mitzvah. But with Corbin, it's different. Okay.
Maybe because the behema could only be used for a Corbin. So if you're not, but the shemen maybe could be used for other things.
Right, the shemen can be used to menachas for other things. Right.
So there's nothing intrinsic about not having the menorah to be doche the shemen, but the animal. If you can't,
nothing else you can do with it is bring as a Corbin if you want your mach to shemen. Yeah. So the Mela, that's considered a psul. Okay. So that's his teretz. Okay. I think those are the terutzim on this kasha, on the dichur kasha. Either to assume, like Rav Yerucham Diskin, that the Shemin was Yotze L'chulin, because Barba Paritzim Chilua, or like the Bilitzer, the Pinchas Bilitzer, that maybe the shemen was never had kedusha because it was chosomish al koy godel, so it was private oil. Or this idea that there's a chilek between the case and the mizbeach, the korban is nidchem, because like Rav Aaron said, there's no other place you can do with a korban but bring a mizbeach. So if there's no mizbeach, it's a psul in the guf ha-korban. But by menorah, you won't be able to do the mitzvah, but it's not psul in the guf ha-korban because, like Rav Aaron said, maybe you could use the shemen for something else. So it's not there's other options for the shemen. As Rav Aaron said, there's no other options for a korban, etc. Okay. So that is the first, Adkan, the first question of a Penachegis. Okay, now we're going to go to the second question of a Penachegis. And I remember I heard this, there was a fellow in YU many years ago, Rav Harari, you'll remember him, Rav Oswald.
Yeah, he was Daniel Jerome's friend.
Really?
Yeah, he came from a different yeshiva for a short time.
He was in the Meir in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he was Daniel Jerome's friend. Yeah.
Were you with us that Shabbos in 1987 in Connecticut, where we went to Reuven Escott's house for Shabbos for the Agudah
Kabbalah? That was 1985.
1985 it was? Were you there?
Agudah Convention?
Yeah.
Yeah, 85.
You were there?
Or early 86, first ride of 86, maybe.
Yeah, it was
there. No, I wasn't there. I was not.
So he was there that Shabbos. I went that Shabbos, too. We stayed in the Escott home, and then we went to the sessions. So this fellow, do you remember his first name? I forget, Rabbi Oswald. So he said he once heard a shiur from a Shmuel Brudli, and he discussed a question from the Marcheshes. And I never found until this year that because the Marcheshes, the Rav Henachegis is safer as the Marcheshes. So when you look at Torah from Rav Henachegis, you're looking at the Marcheshes. But I didn't know about this Kutras Minchas Chinuch that has a whole thing from the Marcheshes also that I was not aware of. So that was the question that he talked about on page 14. Kushya Beis. Okay, page 14. Kushya Beis. It says Gemara Avodah Zarah and Beis and Beis Amrina. The Avni Mismeach Sheshiktsu Malcha Yovan Avodas Gilulim. After Ein Adam Osir Dover Sheinu Shalol. Mishum Tosam Kol Ashkach V'Dorish Bo Bo Paritzim V'Kilua. Yotza Kol L'Chulim. V'Gam Hamikdash Yotza L'Chulim. V'Vur. That's what the Ramban says. That the Ramban sheet is when the Goyim came in to the Mikdash and they were Mechalo the Kedusha,
So everything was Yotzei L'chulin. Even the Karka HaMikdash was Yotzei L'chulin. So the Kasha from the Penach Egis is Fiza Kasha, Nifsu L'Hashman, Mishum Yotzei. Kevedam Mikdash Yotzei L'chulin, Harezek Kemosha Noflu, Neskako HaMchitzis, Nifsu L'Hakachim, Mishum Yotzei.
You can't say that because the Rambam holds Kitchel Seed Lovely by the Mikdash.
One second. So he says like this that normally there's halacha if you take something out of the Azara, right? If you take a korban outside the Azara, you makdish it, and then you take it outside. So it's possible. It's nifsal biyotze. Because it's chutz l'mechitzasim, like the chef always points out. But so what if you don't take it out? But what if the mikdash loses its kedusha? So Pashto says that if the mikdash loses its kedusha, that's also called yotze. Because yotze usually means you have a mikdash, still has its kedusha, and you took something, kachim, outside the mikdash. Now you want to bring it back, no good, because it's a psul yotze. And that's, Rav Shaft always points out, the Gemara in Chulin, Basar Bach saw the trefa, that anything is yotze chutzl mechitzaso, like the Uber stuck out its hand outside the mother's womb, even if it brought it back in, yeah, that part that got brought outside the mother's womb is also to eat. So even though you're going to shecht the lady, you have to cut off the that part that was chutzl mechitzaso. So too, there's a din by kachim, like Rav Shaft pointed out.
So Biskarev about that.
Yeah, so it's yotze chutz mechitzaso. So the same thing over here, that the shemen, if the shemen would be brought out, it would be nifsal biyotze. So here the shemen wasn't brought out, but the mikdash lost its kedusha. So that's like psul yotze. Because what's psul yotze? You took it out of the azar, you took it out of the mikdash. So here, the mikdash left. So it wasn't taken out, but he says the color that's the same psul yotze as he gives the Gemara of nistalku amechitzis. In other words, if the mechitzis would fall down, the Gemara says that would be like yotze. So yotze, you see, it doesn't have to mean that it's yotze lechutz. You know, if the mikdash leaves, that's also nifsal biyotze. So then the question is, so what do you need this whole discussion that the shemen was tamei and the thing like that? Even if the shemen wouldn't have been tamei, the shemen would be pasul because of nifsal biyotze. That's the kasha of Rav Henecheges. It says milchas chinuch, that's his kuntrus. This is a different milchas chinuch than the milchas chinuch that we all know about. This is the unknown milchas chinuch of Rav Henech Egis. Do you have the kasha? So let's look, kusha base. So Rav Harari is pointing out that the Rambam sheet is Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Osilova because he holds a different pshat in Bobo Paritzim V'Chilula. So as Ramban says Beferish in Avodah Zarah and in Makas that the karka is Yotze L'Chul. He's asking if the Ramban. If he's a kosher, had the nifsul ashmanim shem yotze kevet hamikdash yotze l'chul and harezek kamo she nifsul v'nistalku hamchitzes v'nifsul akotshim mishem yotze v'she kosev rashi b'psachim adam v'hayay v'hashemen she nitmu b'fnim v'otziyam l'chutz tahorim shem the nifsul b'yotze. So
in such a case, it means that there's no dim to light the menorah.
Well, no, I mean, you mean there's no dim to light the menorah
because there's no kedusha there. It's nothing, right?
I mean, nothing, right? So how are you going to light, right?
I mean,
and even though they ultimately, when they came back, they got sovereignty to the Beis Hamikdash, so the Kedusha came back.
But that isn't what we're talking about now, are we?
No, we're talking about that the Shemin, since the Kedusha left, the Shemin was Nifsal Biyotze.
The Shemin was Nifsal Biyotze, but they couldn't do
anything. There's no Shemin.
They couldn't do any Avoda on the Korah, no?
Right, but once they came back.
This is what you're assuming that's already when they came back.
Yeah, no, we're talking about they're going to light the menorah. Now they made a new menorah, and they're going to light.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Shemitah that was there was already Nifsal.
Shemitah was there. Even the Shemitah is no good. Certainly the Shemitah may, and the Shemitah didn't have to be Tomei. Even if the Shemitah wouldn't have been Tomei, it still wouldn't be good. Just like he asked before, why did the Shemitah have to be Tomei? It's a din of Nidche. That was his first kasha. Second kasha is that what is the Shemin that the Mokum Hamikdash, its Kedusha was Nifka, so Ramela, it's Nifsal Biyotze. So if it's Nifsal Biyotze, it's no good.
There's no din that passes the menorah?
Well, they already had to build a new menorah, they had a new menorah.
And a new menorah. So then,
a new menorah. The other menorah, that was the whole thing that we said before, that the menorah was either broken or nitma or whatever it was. There was a problem with the menorah.
So that reestablished the kedusha of the menorah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they had to do some ceremony. The question that the Svarma, Rav Sternbach speaks about is, we don't find that they did a new ceremony of Hakdasha, so that Rav Aaron Kahn Shlita once thought that the gather of Borbo Paritzim Chelua is that Kedusha is suppressed as long as the Goyim are there. Once the Goyim leave, then automatically it pops back.
That's so, Kibush.
Yeah, maybe.
And Rosenzweig said the same thing by Lenny Gittin.
Yeah. So that's his kasha, is what do you need this whole idea that the Shmonim Watame? You could say better. Not, that even if the Shmonim were not Tame, but it's Yotzi L'chulin. And then he says something similar than what we saw in the Sholem Eishif. Avlokor Yesh L'taritze Pshitus, Kevin the Hakol Yotzi L'chulin. Im Kein Gam Hashmonim. Yotzel Chulin, Mishum Chil Paritzim. Right, you could say that once the Goyim came, the Mikdash was Yotzei, the Chulin, but the Shemin was also Yotzei. So there's no Psul Yotzei if it's Chulin. Psul Yotzei means when you took the thing that had Kedusha, you take it out. So if the Mikdash would lose its Kedusha, but the Shemin would retain its Kedusha, then it would be a problem. The Lechor of the Shemin also lost its Kedusha. So that's what he wants to suggest to answer the question. That's Rav Henachegi speaking. Okay, Gam Hashmonim Yotzei L'Chulin, Mishum Chilul. Paritzim, Lo Shech Bo Ol Psul Yotzei. Vazdel Agam Ken Kushi Yoseinu, Shum Dichoi, Came in, and then the question of Dichoy also goes away. Came in the Nasu Chulun, Shul Lo Hashayach Dichoy. But he says, Ve'emes ein zemala arucha hechsher apach, da pach shahya tomun lo shalta bo yad hei ha'oivim bo lo shach bo 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 peritzim. The bo lo shalta yadam klal. Okay. Uma Shebesocho Nishar Kodesh came Shamikdash Nechala Pach Nifsal Yotze Kimosh Nofu Bimchitzis. Whereas he says that the Pach was hidden, so the Goyim didn't touch the Pach. So maybe Boba Paritzim Chilua didn't only apply to the Karka or the Mizbechos that they used, but the Pach was hidden. So maybe the Pach Shemin didn't lose its Kedusha. If it didn't lose its Kedusha, then. Then you have the question of Dichoy, and you have the question of Psul Yotze.
And we saw this somewhere else. We saw this somewhere.
Well, we saw the Sholem Eshiv said that the reason why in the sugi of Mashke Bebe Bechaya Dochen, right? So how could the holder that applies to the Shemin be Mid Bechaya? So then what was the necessity for the Neis Chanukah if it never became Tomei in the first place? So the Sholem Eshiv answered because the Shemin lost its Kedusha and the Mela, it's not considered Be Mid Bechaya anymore because it's Chulin. Okay, so we still have to find an answer to this question. And then I'll leave you with one more question. I'm not going to give you the answers today. I'll leave you with one more question. And then tomorrow, we'll have to discuss whether tomorrow the shiur should be from 10 to 11, 11 to 12. We'll discuss that momentarily. On page 24, the Rambam. So he has an unbelievable thing that they could take the menorah outside the heichal.
So Rav Chaim on this,
huh? Right, and then a zar could light it.
Yeah.
So why is it a nifsal biyotze? He says you could take the menorah. Hadlokas have neiros k'sher bizarre. You don't have to be a kohen. If you can hate a kohen as a neiros v'tziyon l'chutz,
mutar. It's not chutz laheichal, not chutz lazara.
Oh, so you're saying it's not, but it's still not in. He's saying. It's the part of the Azara that the Azara could walk in. So it's only in the side of the Heichel, but that's not called Psul Yotze, Putzl Mchitzasa of the Heichel, if it's that's its Mokka.
No, it's not. Oh, Psul Yotze of the Shema would be Chutzl Mchitzasa Heichel, not Chutzl Mchitzasa Azara?
I don't know. You tell me. Would it be?
I always thought it's Azara. It's the Azara, not the Heichal. Not the.
Does the Heichal have its own mechitzas?
I mean, it has mechitzas. It's a house. It's a building. But I don't think it's. Yeah, okay. So you'd say it's in the Heichal. But they kept all the shaman within the Heichal.
Yeah, right here. Okay, but still, we'll talk about this Rambam, and then we have to talk about the original question about the Psul Yotze. Why wasn't it a Psul Yotze? Okay, so we'll stop here now. So tomorrow, what works best for you fellows, 10 to 11 or 11 to 12 for tomorrow? Is there one time that would be better?
10 to 11.
10 to 11?
Me too.
10 to 11? Okay. Sold. 10 to 11. Okay, Bez Hashem. Okay, so we'll work on this. And then tomorrow's Thursday, Bez Hashem, so we'll also do the Parsha Shashavua. Okay, have a good day.
Well.
I'll tell you.
Okay.